Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shi'ulim in the Arba Kosis. And now we'd like to discuss, as we started in the previous shir, we were talking about the din of Netilas Tzedaka for Arba Kosis. In other words, that one should take Tzedaka in order to be able to purchase the Arba Kosis. And we began with the Magid Mishnah on the fourth parak of Hilchos Chanukah and Halacha Yud Beis, who writes in what the Rambam says, that even if somebody has nothing to eat, the only thing he has to eat is menat staka. What should he do? So what he should do is, he should, even if all he has what to eat is from staka, so he should either borrow or sell his shirt, his garment, and buy an eris. You have to make sure you're lighting. Magid Mishnah says, where does the Rambam get this from? He gets it from Chametz Matzah 7:7, that afilu ani shebi Yisrael lo yifchois midalit kosis, that even a poor person in Israel should not have less than arba kosos. V'atam, the reason is mishum pilsume nisa, because he wants to be mefalsim the neis v'kol shekem b'ner Chanukah, and certainly by ner Chanukah the odif mikiddush hayom, that is preferable than kiddush hayom. Ner Chanukah overrides Kiddush Hayom. So if for the Pursume Nisa of Arba Kosis, you seemingly have to sell your garment, because it says in the Rambam that even an Ani Shebi Yisrael can't have less than Arba Kosis. So that means you have to sell your garment, and the reason is because of Pursume Nisa. Certainly Ner Chanukah, which is more is overrides Kiddush Hayom, you should certainly have to sell your garment. So in the previous shiur, we explained part of this Rambam, part of this Magid Mishnah, as Mehechi Tesi, that there's a Kol Shekein. It's not Kol Shekein, it's Huadin. Because Lechor, the Arba Kosis are also Adif Mikidash Hayom. So we explained that there are really two dinim, that the din of Derech Eris, that's the din of Pesume Nisa, and that's Lechatchila and Mitzvah Mena Mufchar. Whereas the Iker din is each of the Arba Kosis, which is each individual kos. And that's not Midin Pursume Nisa. The Pursume Nisa of Derech Eris, of Arba Kosis, is only Lechatchila and a Mitzvah Min HaMufchar. That's the way the Magid Mishnah learns it. And by Ner Chanukah, the Iker is Pursume Nisa. So, and we spoke about how each individual kos, that's the Iker HaMitzvah, but that's not the Pursume Nisa. The Pursume Nisa is all four koses, and that's only Chatchil and Mitzvah and Amufchar, Mashenkim Ner Chanukah, the Iker Pursume Nisa, so therefore it is a Kol Shekein. So if you have to sell your garment for the Arba Koses, you certainly have to sell your garment for Ner Chanukah. And that's what we discussed in the previous shiur, and now we are continuing. And we'd like to speak at Guf Divrei Aram, Hilchos Chanukah. There's a lot to talk about. And that is, that since according to the Magid Mishnah, the Makor is the Mishnah Tzadi Tesamud Beis, the Gabi Arba Koyzer Shleif Chuslo Medal Koyzer Yain, Filu Menat Tamchui, הרי לא נאמר כלל במשנה מה יעשה כשאין לו גם מן הצדקה. So, the Mishnah says that you have to make sure to get Arba Kosis. It says, Arba Psachim Samuch Mincha, etc., etc. Loiv Chusol Me Arba Kosis, Afilu Anash B'Yisrael, Loiv Chusol Arba Kosis, Afilu Men Atam Chui. That's what it says in the Mishnah. It says, like Abedala Kosis, you can't have less than Arba Kos of Yain, even from the Tamchoi, even from the soup kitchen. Now, the mission, that's the Makor of the Magid Mishnah. The Makor of the Magid Mishnah, for his din in Hilchas Chanukah, they have to sell your garment, is this Mishnah Psachim. He learns from the Arba Kosis that the Arba Kosis you have to sell your garment. So certainly you have to sell your garment to light near Chanukah. And the kasha is, state nishn in Mishnah, they have to sell your garment. Hare lo ne'emar klal ba-mishnah, ma ya'aseh, kishe'en lo menatz, she'en lo gam menatz daka. The Mishnah says, take staka. Lo v'chasol me'abra k'nidal k'oisev afil menatam k'oisev. You have to take staka. Beseder, but it doesn't say that if you don't have staka, you should sell your garment. In other words, the whole thesis of the Magid Mishnah is predicated on an assumption in the Rambam that doesn't seem to be correct. He's assuming in the Rambam that you have to sell your garment in order to buy the Arba Kosis. Efo katuv, ze lo katuv. Just in the Rashbam, it says that if, when it says afilu mena tamchui, the Rashbam writes that if the Gabbai Tzedakah doesn't give you should sell your garment, or you should borrow, or you should rent yourself out for wine. Ava lo katuv she b'mishnah that you have to sell your garment. That's all the Rashbam. Now it's yadua that the derech of the Rambam is not to change from the lashon of the Chacham and the Mishnah and the Gemara. The Rambam is basing himself in the Mishnah and the Gemara. And here it's the Rashbam. You think that the Rambam took this from the Rashbam? No, lo v'lo. The Rambam Taka lived after the Rashbam. The Rashbam was about 1080 to 1160. The Rambam was about 1138 to 1204. But even if the Rambam saw the Rashbam, but he's not taking from the Rashbam. And anyway, that's not his derech. His derech is not to. His derech is taken from the Mishnah of Gemara. So the Magid Mishnah seems to be making up this whole story over here. Chas v'shalom. But I'm saying he's learning it from the Rambam's din, from the fact that an ani has to sell his garments for the Arba Kosis. The Rambam never says that. So how can the Rambam learn the din of Ner Chanukah from the din of Arba Kosis when there's no such thing by Arba Kosis? Not only that, but the Rambam himself in Chumash Masechta 7:7 just brings the din of the Mishnah that even an ani yisrael misparnes min hatzedakah has to drink Arba Kosis. That's all he says. He doesn't say anything about selling your garment. And then the Rashbam says, no, but in Hilchas Chanukah, the Rambam is learning from what he doesn't say in Hilchas Pesach. It's so weird, right? He never says it in Hilchas Pesach, in Hilchas Chametz U'Matzah. So Mehechi Tesi, that you're only going to learn the din, you have to wait until Hilchas Chanukah to find out what the Rambam holds in Hilchas Pesach. V'advarim be'emet me'orim t'miya rabati. עכשיו, כתוב במשנה, לא יבחסו עמידה ארבע קויסס, ואפילו מן התמחוי. So these are some golden words that we have to understand. The Rashbam explains that it says, ולא יבחסו, is the גבי צדקה, המפרנסים מסענים. לא יבחסו עמידה ארבע קויסס, is the גבי צדקה, who's מפרנס לעניים. And the Rashbam adds, והוא הדינדים לא ייתנו לו שצורך שיחסר בכל כוח האחרוב. That if they don't give the ani, then he has to make sure to get it himself. That it's the gabbai tzedakah who's going to be the arba kosis. So again, according to the Rashbam, lo yifchsu lo me arba kosis, talking about the gabbai tzedakah. Va'afilu min ha'tamchui. What does it mean? Va'afilu min ha'tamchui. Rashbam writes, va'afilu misparnes mitamchui shel tzedakah. Dahainu oni shebanim. This non bimisechis peya mishesh lo mozen shte suudois lo yito mina tamchui. Afilu ochim lo nasnu lo gabait stoko yimkor as malbushoi o yilve o yaskir as atzmoi bishvil yayin la arba koisis. Even if He's misparnes mitam chui shel tzedaka. Even if he gets parnasa from the tamchui, in other words, he's an oni shebaniyim that he has to take from the soup kitchen, because it says in the Maseches Peah that if you have two meals, then you don't take from the tamchui. Nevertheless, im lo nasnu lo gabei tzedaka, if the gabei tzedaka didn't give you, then yimkor, then you should sell your garment, or you should borrow, or you should go to work for the yayin of arba kaisis. Even if you're an ani shebaniyim, that you're a tamchui mensch. Va'afilu min ha-tamchu, even ani shebaniyim. If the gabei tzedaka didn't give you, you have to make sure to do whatever you can to get the arba kaisis. So the Ritva adds, in the name of the Rashbam, that even if you're an ani shebaniyim, the gabei tzedaka shouldn't give you less than arba kaisis. So we have the ani has to have arba kaisis, and then we have the ani shebaniyim has to have arba kaisis. The gabei tzedaka in both cases has to make sure that he has it. As the Ritva adds, even the second case, talking about the gabei tzedaka. Filo mena tamchui, talking about the gabei tzedaka. Now, even if he's so poor that he has to take from the tamchui, that if you have two meals, you don't take from the tamchui. He doesn't even have two meals, still the gabei tzedaka should make sure to give to him. Femeld. As I'll say, via ritvo. Akushia. Shel Rabbeinu Yechiel mi Paris. I bet you're wondering where Rabbi Yechiel came from. Dopshito. Shafilu oni shebaniyim chayiv b'mitzvos kama yashir. It is simple that the poorest of the poor is obligated in mitzvahs like an ashir. In other words, what chiddush is there more than the reisha? What is the sefer adding to the reisha? And the reisha says the gabei tzedaka has to make sure he gets the arba kaisis, and the sefer says even if it's ani shebaniyim. Mechetesi saka daitech lechalek ben ani stam ani shebaniyim. Ve'pshitish gam ani shebaniyim chayiv b'mitzvos kama yashir. There's no difference between ani shebaniyim, ani and ani shebaniyim. They're both chayiv b'mitzvos kama yashir. Ve'ayin sham b'divrei aritvo. Shepiresh, the Mishnah, im ein lo ela mazon shtei seudois, if he only has mazon of two meals, yim kareim, he should sell them, v'yikach mehem arba koisis, v'af v'shit zdarach achkach litol menatamchui. That's how he learns menatamchui. Menatamchui, he learns that even if he only has mazon shtei seudos, what he should do is he should sell it, buy the arba koisis, and then afterwards he's going to have to take from the tamchui. In other words, in the Reisha, we're learning the Chiyuv on the Gabei Tzedaka. And in the Seifa, we're learning the Chiyuv on himself. And that's the Din, the Rashbam writes, L'Gabei Mechiras Ksusa. It even has to sell his garments. Filu Hachi, if the Gabei Tzedaka didn't give me, he has to sell his garments. So in the Reisha, we're talking about the Gabei Tzedaka. In the Seifa, we're talking about the Ani. Even the ani has to make sure to sell whatever he has, even though it means he's going to have to end up going on the tamchui. So that is the ritva with the kasher of Yechiel miParis. However, the Mordechai explains the Rashbam like the ritva in the name of the Ri. In other words, that that lo yivchas lo the gabei tzedaka has to make sure he gets his arba kaisis, even if he's an ani shebaniyim. And the Mordechai asks that it's pashut, since he's mechuyev b'arba kaisis mali asher mali ani. Mali Asher Mali Ani. An Asher Ani is obligated mitzvahs like an Asher is. And not only that, also it's mashmi that we're referring to the Gabei Tzedaka. That we're not talking about the Ani, because it's referring to Lo Yifrasu. Lo Yifrasu Lo Amei Arba Kaisis Afilu Mena Tamchu is all referring to the Gabei Tzedaka. So it doesn't make sense to throw the Ani in here. See, he explains that the Kamash Malan is Shenotol gam min ha-tamchoi ve-lo rak mitztokoi. Not only should he take the Arba Kosis from the from Tztaka, but even from the Tamchui. Because the Gabbai Tztaka has to give him from both. Not only from Tztaka, but even from the Tamchui, even from the second special soup kitchen they have. So it's like this. If we're referring to the Ani himself, so then the Kasha is Pashit. Gam ani shebaniyim chayiv b'mitzvus. If the issue is the ani himself, that no matter how poor he is, he has to make sure to get the arba kosis. So then, of course. Why would an ani shebaniyim not be chayiv in mitzvahs? So to say that it's talking about the ani himself, that's a pshita. Of course, if an ani is chayiv, an ani shebaniyim is also chayiv. And also it's hard to say that the end of the Mishnah, v'afilu min ha-tamcho, is referring to the ani. Not only because, of course, meaning that it's referring to Ani Shebaniyim, not only because, of course, an Ani Shebaniyim is Chayiv in Mitzvahs, but also because the Hemshech of Lo Yivchasulo. What is Lo Yivchasulo? Lo Yivchasulo is referring to the Gabbai Tztaka. Lo Yivchasulo, it's not referring to the Ani. They shouldn't give him less. It's referring to the Gabbai Tztaka. So it's hard to say that it's referring to the Ani. Because again, and also it's referring to the Gabbai Tztaka, like the Reisha. And if referring to the Gabbai Tztaka, also, why would just like an Ani has to be Mekayim Mitzvahs, an Ani Shebaniyim has to be Mekayim Mitzvahs, so what's the Chiddush that the Gabbai Tztaka has to give him? We also have to understand that it's referring to the Gabbai Tztaka. Why does the Chashbam add the Arichus of the Chiyuv to be Moicher Ksusa? Only when we're talking about Vafilu min ha-tamchui, and he doesn't write this on the Reisha of Lo Yifchasulo. So there the Rashbam writes, Lo Yifchasulo, that if they don't give me, has to be Mechazer b'chol koichoi. Do adin shim lo yitnu lo, he has to be Mechazer, he has to make sure he gets it. Ava lo kosev ha-Rashbam shim kors ksusoi. But the Rashbam doesn't say that he should sell his garment, like he writes legabe the afilu min ha-tamchui. So it would make sense, according to the way the Mordechai has it, b'das ha-Rashbam. The Mordechai is the Rashbam that the Kamash Malan is that notol gamen atamchoi below rakmen at staka. In other words, the way the as we said before, the way the Mordechai has it is that according to the Rashbam, in the Reish it's talking about the Gabbai Tztaka, and then in the Seifa, it means that even the Ani himself, even the Ani himself, has to make sure to get his Arba Kosis, even if he has to take from the Tamchoi. And therefore, in such a case, what else does he have to do? He also has to sell his garment. He's referring to the Ani. But if you learn the way the Ritva's learning B'das Ha, if you learn the way the Ritva's learning B'das Ha, Rashbam, that it's all referring to the Gabbai Tztaka, that the Gabbai Tztaka has to give him Arba Kosis Afilu Min HaTamchui. So, why then does the Rashbam throw that thing in about him even having to sell his garment? Another kasha. The Mordechai writes from the Sugyan Kuf Yud Beis. The Gemara asks, and the Gemara says, even according to Rabbi Akiva, normally you don't take tzedakah, but here you do. Do everything you can not take tzedakah. Say Shabbos Chochov HaTzarech L'Brias, but here you take. So from here you see that the Nidon is on the Tila Menat tzedakah. And not like we saw that the Rav Yechiel Paris in the Ritva writes that, and also the Rashbam according to the Mordechai, that we're referring to Mechiras Ksuso, Omazon Osav. Right, we saw before that according to Rabbi Chilmi Paris, how does he explain it? He explains the Mishnah Torah talking about the Ani. That if he only has Muslim Shtei Seudos, what should he do? He should sell them to get his Arba Koses, even if he has to afterwards take from the Tamchut. So you see that it's telling him that he has to sell his food in order to get the Arba Koses. And like we saw in the Mordechai, let the Mordechai explain same thing, that he even has to sell his he should even sell his food in order to get the abrikosis. So we're not, according to the Gemara, that's not the Nidon. Selling your stuff isn't the Nidon. The issue is taking tzedakah. And the Gemara is the Chiddush of the Mishnah is that even though normally you shouldn't take tzedakah here, you should. So it's not about selling your stuff. So in order to get the Arba Koses. So how does this stem with the Rashbam and the Mordechai and the Ri and the Ritvas as he explains the... this inyan. So that's our avoda, to really sort out this, what exactly the Mishnah is saying, and to answer our kashas. Is the Mishnah referring to the ani? Again, it's telling you at the end that it's ani shabaniyim. So it's pshita that ani shabaniyim is chayv. Why should ani shabaniyim be pater from mitzvah? Ani is chayv like an ashir is chayv. If you say that the sefer is talking about it, it's talking about the ani. And the Reish is talking about the Gabbet Staka, that doesn't stem. The Reish seems to say that Lo Yivchasulo is talking about the Gabbet Staka. So to say Afilim and Atamchu, he's talking about the Ani, is difficult. Even though that's the way the Rimei Paris learns it. That the Reish is talking about the Gabbet Staka, the Sefer is on the Ani, but it doesn't really seem to make sense because the Afilim and Atamchu is referring to Lo Yivchasulo, so that's all referring to the Gabbet Staka. And if it's really referring to the Gabbai Tzedakah, the end, so then why does the Rashbam throw in the whole thing about what he has to do? But this is referring to the Gabbai Tzedakah, it's not referring to the Ani. So why does the Rashbam throw that thing in about the Ani? And also this Vort that we saw, that it means that he even has to, it's referring to the Ani, that he even has to sell his stuff in order to get the Arba Koses. So you see in the Gemara, that's not the issue. The issue is that even if he has to take tzedakah, he has to get the Arba Koses. Not even if he has to sell his food. So those are the issues, my Rabbi said. So it appears as follows. Sheomnam ikara nidon eno al chiyuvei tzedakah el gabei chiyuvo shel ani atzmo. The ikar nidon here is not talking about chiyuvei tzedakah. It's talking about the chiyuv of the ani. Just if the ani is chayiv, memela, Now it is mutal on the gabei tzedaka. Avali meino mechuyav ein ze tzrachav. If he's not mechuyav, then this isn't considered his needs, and therefore you shouldn't give him a kaspei tzedaka. And the inyan is, as we discussed at length, at great length in a previous shir, that there's no mitzvah essay unless you're able to do it. And if you can't, it's not that you're pater medim einus. You were never chayav in the mitzvah in the first place. And that's why you have a din of ad chaymish mitzvah essay. Shevadai eino einus al yeser mechaymish. Ava lo chashiv yochol memele eino chayav klal b'mitzvah. Person, why doesn't he have to give more than a fifth? It's not pshat that he's honest. Pshat is that it's not considered that he's able to. And memele, he's not chayiv in the mitzvah. Now, what's the definition of able? I wasn't able to come to your simcha. What does it mean I wasn't able? Would have given you $1 million, would you have come? If your life depended on it, would you have come? So the answer is, you know, within reason. So beyond the fifth isn't considered able. And that's pshat mitzvah essay. Mitzvah essay is only if you're able to do it, and then it's going to be mutar on the gabbai tzedakah. And that's what we see in the Yerushalmi cited in Tosis and Kedushin, 31a, the Yirmas Chaved 32a, Kabed Hashem Yehoncha Meshachanancha, Yemish Lamamen Chayiv V'men Lamamen Pater. He has Mamen, he's Chayiv. He doesn't have Mamen, he's Pater. Ein Shem Barichos Bevir Alocha. We say for Ber Miriam, Chelek Aleph, Perek Beis, Halacha Gimel, Bois Gimel, Barichus, B'divei Rabbeinu. And only if you have, you have. You don't have, your putter. And because of this, the mitzvahs d'alma, the mitzvahs d'alma, you don't have to beg. When you don't have money, you're putter. So what's mechayev you to beg? So now the Gemara says that when it's a mitzvah b'sumei nisim, you're not going to be kind of the mitzvah, you're not going to have this tachas of b'sumei nisim. In such a case, since so if you're going to lack this tachas of the mitzvah, a person's chayev, even though he doesn't have memela, it's considered his needs. And he has to take from tzedakah for this need. And if he doesn't have from tzedakah, then he has to sell his garment. In other words, he has a chiyuv pesumei nisa. He's got to do everything he can to be mekayim this tachlis. Just like Bayi Loisa says, chayiv in b'chol oifin. He has to spend all of his money. And that's the ikar din of Rabbi Akiva. Say Shabbos l'chol at tzedarech l'brius. It's not a din in hilchot tzedakah. It's a kamash malan. Shbechai gavne, einu chayiv kevin shein lo, memeli yochulu shalito azem me'abrius. Rabbi Akiva says, not a din in hilchot tzedakah, not to take tzedakah. It's telling you, you're not chayiv. And memela, don't take tzedakah. Otherwise, he'd be chayiv, and then he'd have to take tzedakah. That's by other mitzvahs, not here. Here, there's pesumei nisa. And then with this, we can explain everything we learned until now, Mirtz Hashem, and that is for the next year. But at least we lay down the kashas and the yisod to answer the kashas. So Mirtz Hashem, God is kind to us, and God has been so kind until now, Mamish. I have no words for how kind Hashem has been. So we are going to, please God, see more in the future. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.